Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're getting into something today that could really change the game for anyone building apps.
That's right. We're looking at app testing, often a real headache, right?
Definitely. Think
yeah.
Endless setups, scripts breaking. We can slow everything down. But there's this new tool, Maestro Studio Desktop Beta.
Mm-hmm.
It's a desktop app aiming to make testing for mobile and web apps way simpler.
And we're digging into its product hunt listing today, looking at what the tool is and, crucially, what early users are saying.
Exactly. So the mission here is to figure out, how does this thing actually claim to make complex testing doable in just minutes?
Let's unpack it.
Okay.
So first up, the core pitch. It's an all-in-one desktop app to automate testing for mobile and web apps.
Right.
But the bit that really jumps out, I think, is no CLI, no IDE setup.
Yeah, that's huge. CLI is the command line. Yeah. Lots of typing commands can be intimidating. And IDEs, well, they're powerful, but often need complex configuration. Totally. I remember spending like whole afternoons just getting a test environment running. Felt like you needed a special degree sometimes.
Absolutely. It's what they call dependency hell sometimes.
Yeah. So no CLI, no IDE setup.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds almost too good to be true. How much of a real difference does that make?
Oh, it's potentially transformative. Removing that initial hurdle, it just lowers the barrier to entry significantly. Anyone who's wrestled with SDKs or command prompts knows this pain.
Right.
And what's interesting is this isn't just some isolated app. It's actually built on top of the open source Maestro framework.
Okay, so open source.
Yeah.
That means community involvement.
Yeah.
And probably free.
Exactly. Community contributions help it improve, build trust. And yes, crucially, it's free to use. This combo easy interface on an open free core aims it at a really broad audience, they say, for devs and non-tech teammates.
Non-tech teammates, too. How does it work? Testing usually feels pretty technical.
Well, that's likely where the desktop app comes in. Probably a visual interface, maybe recording interactions. So you can essentially show the app what test steps to run. Instead of writing code, that bridges the gap.
Okay, that makes sense. So does this promise actually hold up? What are people saying on Product Hunt?
Well, the reaction seems pretty positive. It's got a 5.0 rating, though it's based on 9 reviews so far. So early days, but still strong.
5 stars is a great start.
Yeah, and the comments are enthusiastic. You've got Adam Whitfield saying, seriously cool, thanks for building this. And Pedro Cruda, this is huge, super useful.
Huge, super useful. That kind of language usually means it's solving a real problem people feel, right?
Yeah.
What specific developer headaches do you think it's hitting?
I think we get a clearer picture from Simon Reggiani at Kindred, the big gaming company.
Ah, okay. A real-world use case.
Exactly. He mentioned they're using Maestro for regression tests. So checking that new code doesn't break old features on their iOS and Android apps. Critical stuff.
Very critical. Mm. And often very time-consuming to test manually.
Right. And he said it took him only a few days to write the test. Set up CI. CI is continuous integration, automatically running tests when code changes. Setting that up can be a major project in itself.
A few days. That's fast for setting up automated tests and CI integration.
It really is. But he also highlighted the desktop app specifically for debugging, like figuring out why is this element not accessible. That specific problem, it's a classic frustrating roadblock when writing tests.
Oh, definitely. You spend hours trying to figure out why your test script can't see a button or a field.
And apparently, Maestro Studio makes figuring that out much more straightforward. That visual debugging aspect seems key.
So bringing this all together, what does it mean for you, the listener? It seems like we're looking at a tool that genuinely tries to strip away layers of complexity.
Yeah, it makes serious app testing more accessible faster, not just for coding experts, but maybe for QA folks, designers, product managers even.
It sounds incredibly promising. But playing devil's advocate, is there a limit? Like, for super complex enterprise-level apps with really niche requirements, can this simplicity handle everything?
That's a fair question. Like any tool, it probably has its sweet spot.
Yeah.
For, the majority of common tests, user flows, checking features work, regression, it sounds like a huge step forward.
Right.
But for maybe super deep performance testing or very specific hardware interactions, you might still need more specialized, perhaps more complex tools. But for the bulk of quality assurance, this simplicity is probably its biggest strength.
Okay. So in essence, Maestro Studio Desktop Beta looks like it's making good on that promise.
Yeah.
Simpler, faster, more accessible testing.
Yeah, and if you think about the bigger picture, innovations like this really start to democratize powerful tools.
Democratize, how so?
Well, it means smaller teams or teams without dedicated automation engineers can potentially achieve a level of quality assurance that was previously much harder or more expensive to reach. It helps level the playing field.
Makes sense. It lets more people contribute to quality.
Exactly. Enables potentially faster, more reliable app development across the board.
So here's something to think about until our next deep dive. What process in your world, something that feels overly complex or just takes too much time, could be totally transformed by a tool that brought this kind of simplicity and power? Worth mulling over.